Touch her again and I'll kill you, Bobby said. Touch me again. I'll burn your house down. You fucking Nimrod. He had squatted by Harry to say this last. Now he got up, looked around, and walked away. By the time he met the Sigsby twins halfway up Broad Street Hill, he was whistling. In the years which followed, Liz Garfield almost got used to seeing policemen at her door. The first to show up was Officer Raymer, the fat local cop who would sometimes buy the kids peanuts from the guy in the park. When he rang the doorbell of the ground floor apartment at 149 Broad Street on the evening of August 6th, Officer Raymer didn't look happy. With him was Harry Doolin, who would not be able to sit in an uncushioned seat for a week or more, and his mother, Mary Doolin. Harry mounted the porch steps like an old man, with his hands planted in the small of his back. When Liz opened the front door, Bobby was by her side. Mary Doolin pointed at him and cried, "That's him, that's the boy who beat up my Harry. Arrest him. Do your duty." "What's this about, George?" Liz asked. For a moment, Officer Raymer didn't reply. He looked from Bobby, 5 feet, 4 inches tall, 97 pounds, to Harry, 6 feet, 1 inch tall, 175 pounds, instead. His large, moist eyes were doubtful. Harry Doolin was stupid, but not so stupid he couldn't read that look. "He snuck up on me, got me from behind." Raymer bent down to Bobby with his chapped, red-knuckled hands on the shiny knees of his uniform pants. "Harry Doolin here claimed you beat him up in the park while he was on his way home from Rourke." Raymer pronounced work as Rourke. Bobby never forgot that. "Says you hid and then lumped him up with a ball bat before he could even turn around. What do you say, laddie? Is he telling the truth?" Bobby, not stupid at all, had already considered this scene. He wished he could have told Harry in the park that paid was paid and done was done, that if Harry tattled anyone about Bobby beating him up, then Bobby would tattle right back, would tell about Harry and his friends hurting Carol, which would look much worse. The trouble with that was that Harry's friends would deny it. It would be Carol's word against Harry's, Richie's, and Willie's. So Bobby had walked away without saying anything, hoping that Harry's humiliation, beat up by a little kid half his size, would keep his mouth shut. It hadn't, and looking at Mrs. Doolin's narrow face, pinched, paintless lips, and furious eyes, Bobby knew why. She had gotten it out of him, that was all. Nagged it out of him, more than likely.